in regard to the time of Adam is the Holy Spirit. Now, Rabbi Tam is Chelik. There is a very nice thing. Yes, Rabbi Tam is Chelik on Rashi. And because where does Rashi hold? That when Rabbi Bali is said, he repulses the Tam. So he divides that the Pasuk of Kinzeh. He said that is mentioned in that is written in the parasha of Shomron applies only to our way and doesn't apply to Shomron. So Rami Tam says, what the three of our reasons say, it will pass his Sitan, so it means the Pasuk of Kinzeh that is written in Shomron applies also to our way, not that it applies only to our way and not to Shomron, but even though certainly applies to Shomron, because it's written in the parasha of Shomron. Why should it apply to Shomron? It's written in the parasha of Shomron. But it also applies to Shomron. So that means that both, that according to Rabbi Balesi, according to Rabbi Balesi, so he says, in Porsche Ametam Dorma, the Rik Siv Kiyun Zeh, Amir Bename Uvirzi, the Pinon Indoye Vadishu, the Kiyun, והחנם הדין הנדוי בבשוי בננסו אבל כבירה לא יודעים so what Rafi Balese what Rafi Balese is saying that by Shomri so if Hishena says Nensu is not high in Shmuy unless the binding claims two points he says Shnei Pong Masavra three points was Abraham. And then Shimon the Shina says, one for Nenso, so then it's Haimish Shmuel. But suppose Ruben says to Shimon, for Achas was Abraham. And Shimon says, Nenso, then it's not Haimish Shmuel. In other words, so according to Rabbi Tam, where is according to Rashi? So Rabbi Balesi says in the parashas. So it means that the pasuk of Kiyuzeh, which implies there has to be clear mitzvahs, the Yidoy mitzvahs. So Yidoy mitzvahs that is written in the parashah of Shomron. So Rabbi Balesi says it applies to our way, Mashiach by Shomron. Clear mitzvah, the Yidoy mitzvahs. Just here by itself, the Kippur Hakel is highly shule. It's a contra of the Tam, no. The Kippur Hakel is for the Rabbi Shule, it's a special Rosh Hakosov. But we are talking about the Shule of Mensch. So, a contra of Reba Lise, if Hishena says Mensch, so it's only highly shule and there is a cure of it. In other words, if moving the Bible says to Shina and Hishena, was out of the whole state of us. Where are the two points? And then Shema says, one poro Adam, the other poro, you won't listen to me, but the other poro was Nelson. So then Shema asks this way, but suppose Ruben only claims one poro, for Achas Masabel poro, and Shema says, Nelson, so Shema is not higher in Shema coming up to me. This is Amtash. Then the Rivoshite is, and the Shita of most of Shema is lying in the Rivoshite. The Rivoshite is that what it means that the Yira Kipere Shubo in Polish kicks if to the Amur Lutzi, the Yuta the Gold Nana Lutzi in a way, and with the time of the Shaita the Mure, the Amur the Kira the Gold, our time has made so what? The Hotepon, my Shne, time of the Shaita the Mure, the time has made so, who was it to the Rabbi? We got a new way to turn in our offer. For in the time I shall have a new way, the Kira the Doy, the name is full of Nicht, the Lili Yoda the Havre, our recording for in the time I shall have a recording to Nelso, to Yoda the Havre, maze a maze, whom he hired the Loy Doy. The Kibra Hakro Yapota, the Mrs. Mami Yapota, the Nigga the Boy Kibra. So the divorce shot is the shot of Moses Shem, that when the Kri Bayese says, Il Tarshis Sitan, So it means that the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh, from which we deduce that there is only a Chiv Shmuel, there is clear mitzvah, the Yidoy mitzvah, even though it's written in the parasha of Shomrim, so here parasha is Sukkah. It means it deals with Shomrim, but it deals with that kind of a situation, a case in Shomrim that is analogous to our world. In other words, so the same aloha will apply to our world, eh? And to apply to Shomrim. For example, in the case of our world, if Ruben will say to Shimon, I lent you $100, and Shimon will be capable of mitzvah. He'll say, you lent me $50, and you'll be made a mitzvah. You lent me $50, and you came from mitzvah, and the other $50 is ladam. So then he's chayvish. The same kind of situation in Pikot. If Ruben will say to Shimon, Gosav lecho shtei poros, and then Shimon will say, one power you are made secondly, and in the Hanani I'm returning it to you. And the other power, you are down. So there, he'll be higher the shoe. As me, the mitzvah. So it's the same kind of situation as in the case of our way. So when the Chiyuv HaYosef says, in a Tarshish Sitkan, he doesn't mean that this posik that is written in the parasha of Shomrim has reference to the parasha of our way. It has reference to the parasha of Shomrim, but to such a situation that is analogous to a situation of Alvay. In other words, where it's a question of when it's not time to answer. When Ruben says to Shimon, Mosar to Lachpo, and Shimon is Kivarat, and he says, when Mosar to Lachpo? So then he's put out Shimon, he's a Kivarat. The same thing is with our way. Ruben says to Shimon, I lent you $100. Shimon says, you didn't lend me $10. So there is no Shimon. So when is there a Shimon? Unless Ruben says to Shimon, Masato of Hashem Pots. And then Shimon will be made the one power, and they will deny the other power. So that's analogous to making the Mishas for our way. So then there is a new Shimon. Mashenke, in the case of Shui of Nensu, Ruben says to Shimon, Masato of Paul, and where is the Paul? And Shimon says, Nensu. Even though the claim is only for one Paul, so it's still in the Holy Shimon. These are the Christians. Anyway, Rashi Shittim is, that the Kippur happened because it's highly shrewd. And the only reason is why the Kippur happened in Europe is not highly shrewd, is because in the means point nearby. And according to Rashi, that's only shy of a year, because he should feel grateful to the Lord that all he lent him money. He did such a favor to him. And so maybe he feels psychologically, even if he's unscrupulous, he still feels psychologically inhibited in mentioning the Shekia and having the Shekia to the person who helped him out. But if it happened to him, he doesn't feel indebted, so then he doesn't feel psychologically inhibited. Anyway, we see from the Rashi Volokami, that Rashi, now less time we said, now I'm not retracting from what I said, but last time we said that Rashi Shittim is like the Midrash, that now in the tale that Midrash Torah Mishvuri will not say. That's why Rashi explains in all the Yusechus, if now in the tale maybe it's not in Mishba, but it should be put on Mishvuri because Hamitzin Tzir in Mishba to live in Europe. The Midrash explains, so we say, that the reason is why Rabbi Yehuda washes the name of the Torah, because the Ramban says in the Mitzvah that sometimes Chazal used the washing Torah with Gabi and Rabban. With the name of the Torah, Yisro alai mayim becha. And the Ramban says that's in the Rabban. All right, that's difficult. But the Ramban says that's in the Rabban. So here, according to Rashi, with the name of the Torah, with the Mitzvah of the time of the Mishba, he couldn't mean, but after all, he should be put out because of the Mitzvah. Because after all, Rashi should be like the Migash and Pido after all, Mishkei Rambino. So Rashi explains that the Malam Batei Rami means Tani Mishba, but he has in the Mishkei, and even though with the Isaac, we do not say Mido after all, Mishkei, but there is a Mishnah that is a Lord Mishba, with the Tikkun Eilam. Because of the Mishkei, he means the Mishkei Mishba Beido, is not there, so the Malam Batei Rami, why did the Chachon say? Because everything that the Chachon said, is an integral part of the Torah. You can bow on the table of the Chachamim that made the Mitzvahs has to take issue, is highly shwe, seeing the Chachamim said Sin de Jajón y Momisaki, de Tenechipa Reido, Jure de Nike, y Spotter de Shuo, son de Nero, es mi mitad, mitad de Jajón, should be Potter de Shuo, so the answer is, this Nike is a Nike, is a Nike dos, is a Nike dos. The Rigash explained, is a man of the table with a tiny Vishba, and Kivahato is known in Dalai Shuo, because Hazok is a Nike for Mahi. But if you be Tzal, the Rashi Bo Mitzie, the Rashi Bo Mekame, so you will see, Rashi Bo Mitzie says, if the Ma'am Rotei Rabbi Nisatay Nishba, the Lord who shall potter with the Shabbat in Mitzie and Nishba in the Greo. So the words of Rashi Bo Mitzie explains, Rabbis, Shabbat the Ma'am Rotei Rabbi Nisatay Nishba, he should be potter on the basis of Vige, Mitzal, Takonis HaMishne, of Habit in Mitzie and Nishba, with the Greo. Rashi Bo Mekame says, explains, Now, what do you think? Here you come. Hey, you can't be called a half of the bottom of the world. You are pushed about so that's explaining it like the religious. So, apparently, according to Rashi, when Rabbi says, you can bound the table meeting with a tiny Nishba, so Rabbi is asking two questions. And he's integrating the Derai say the Rabbi. Everything is an integral part of the Torah. The Derai say is certainly an integral part of the Torah, and the Rabbi is an integral part of the Torah. It's the Ma'am Roteiro. Why did the Torah say? Whatever the Torah says is part of the Torah. It's the Ma'am Roteiro. Maybe Mr. Tali Mishma, that the maiden in his asks to swear, has to swear. Even the Rabbi has to swear. And the Chachamim did not apply the Takone. Of the Nishba, I mean to see a Nishba to the Kamehiro to the Nishba. And the Kevahakar, so the Torah says, is never without the Shuwa. So, Hazok and the Mishpon is not heavy. So that explains both. Why Kevahakar is never without the Shuwa? Because since the curse is psychologically inhibited in being the Mishpon, we think of heavy. So the melee, there is a chocher that kushtikoma. That's why that explains the root, that explains the aloche, that the kibahaku is no one without the shwe, and that also explains why he's not put there on the basis of Amish Babedo, or Amish Babedo, Tigreiro. Tigreiro. Why? Because it's a big order. It's a big order. So Rashi, according to Rashi, both are true in between Ma'am and so this is it. Lord, when she feels the good, that is the other days of the Shoshone days, she involves Abbot because the name came to be called in the Mitzvah's family of Potter, the immediately boy of Kibraku, who becomes Duch the Mashma, the Mitzvah's high in the Kodi, that there is a family in Tunis Masadro, the Mashma died in the Kodi, the Gavisano in the Son of the Shani Mishode, the Gavisinana in Banzoki, the Mitzvah's high in Nige, a later. The Heimish of the Chazot is in the knees of the world, the Bible. She knows the point of the Hakim. So, I mean, so, the population of the Mays is in the Shabbat and Matim Shit, and they lie. So, we have three judges in the Mays. According to Rashi, everybody includes the element of the factor of Chabbat and Matim Shit. That's true according to everybody. Even according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't mean that the person does not have the chutzpah to be unfaithful. Unfortunately, people are ungrateful, but the person does not have the chutzpah, the average person does not have the chutzpah to stay alive in the presence of the person to whom he is indebted. When the person to whom he is indebted is Makabish, such chutzpah is average. This is the pshat. But everybody accepts the element of Makabish. Without the element of Makabe Shikre, it's not Shayach to say that the Mace does. But according to Rashi, it has two components there in the Mace. Number one, the fact that the other fellow is Makabe Shikre. Number two, that the other fellow who is Makabe Shikre is the person to whom this fellow is indebted. So, in other words, it's unnatural for a person is psychologically inhibited in lying to a person to whom he owes that, when that person knows that he's lying. That's us. Then Abraham, again, he accepts the element of Makabishitra. guardi genere con cantami con solzi compasi. It consists of two elements. First of all, a person is psychologically inhibited. He's lying, in saying the lie that the other fellow knows that it's a lie, and if in addition, he denies them. In other words, a person is not psychologically inhibited in denying part of the claim, even though the other fellow is not a shithead. But to deny the whole claim, everything, not to make him compromise. And every person likes to make compromises. So even when he acts unscrupulously, he still likes to compromise. Even when he acts unscrupulously. So when is it going to happen? So we say, he's probably telling the truth. Because if he's not telling the truth, how could a person have the hope to deny the whole thing when he knows that the other fellow is not? Whereas he comes to the law, so the presumption of any belief is not based upon two elements, just upon one element. The fact is not a decision. Whether he denied all that, or he doesn't deny all that, or whether he is indebted to the other fellow or is not indebted. Most Rishayim may accept the pshat of the law. Here's the concrete of the Mumitiados, the Forest, the Tina, Manita, in the middle of the Roman Hoshna Mashwiz, who are coming out of the Hulu Boy Layer, the Hoshi Lame, because of the Roman Trekam in the Tina, the Hoshna Mashwiz. So, what is the Tarek's on this Kashi against Kashi? So, I wish you should be the same. Because Abayi is another Tarek. Abayi says, Hashim Shalom Yubi Nishon Nishol. So Abayi is Chayim Kamer Vichale, Rabbi Chayim is the one who says, Lo Yam Vino Miri Chosham Omer Chosham Shul Yose. But Abayi, he's a Basroi, and he says, Am Vino Miri Chosham Omer Chosham Shul Yose. So, but Tei says, Shite is, and Rashi Shite is, that we pass like Abayi. But Tei says, Shite is, we pass like Rabbi Chayim. That Lo Yam Vino Miri Chosham Omer Chosham Shul Yose. Then we did not hear Hoshit Nama Ashwiz, whom we have one of the Amrino. The Hoshit, we fish a bow, show you the children with money in some fish way. We did fish well actually because Manshu and Lita should cause them, should cause a Nati or Adam. Our cousin would do a ship of Nati or a Tik no, who we say, Shuo, show us Lakhi Yadin Rabano, and we have the right to wish for the Shantibo, the other thing we should ask, when she needs Bashu Shon. A lower Kamako, needs Bashu Kosha. Any side is much more of the yard. The usual of the yard, how you are usually posher, is high bones, and that we cannot say. So, coming out of the Rabbi Mashma, the Omar will talk to the Holy Nico Ashes to say, I forgot the Hoshi of the name. We also have a Shmir the Rice, the Shmir the Rabono, we have given the Tirshi of the Nishba Mishal. Now, so the Reed mentions a possible Pshat, and then he rejects it. What's the possible pshat? And Tetzes in the Mitzvah mentions the pshat. But here, Tetzes rejects that possible pshat. What is that possible pshat? That possible pshat is as follows. That actually, Midraise, we say, Midr Hoshla Momen is Hoshla Shwe. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say, Moyam Gunan Midr Hoshla Momen is Hoshla Shwe? Rabbi Yechanan says that in connection with Shnayma of the Schneider, the Towers, the Manchester, the Manchester, the Manchester, the Manchester, so they wish to see the Pope of the Hexel. We say, wish to see the Pope of the Hexel, Yahweh. So the Lord has the Kashi. What's the purpose of that school? In other words, we tell each one to take a school. Why? Because we are Christian. Maybe the disciples, maybe Ruben says Kosher, Shimon says Kosher, maybe Ruben really found it. And then after Ruben was my Bayam, maybe Shimon started to take hold of it. So that's why we give him Yeshua. If you're not facing Shimon that he's unscrupulous, he's dishonest, so then you don't have to give him Yeshua. Why give him Yeshua? So you are facing him. Maybe he's unscrupulous. If you are facing Shimon and Ruben, maybe he's a thief. Maybe he's unscrupulous. So he'll swear falsely too. צריכים לבית הארץ, וליצן הסבל לחול, הוא המחל, ושניים עוזרים קלוס, איץ וואן של צבע, אין לי ביפוח את רחציו, בגלל סביבי לחושת המון הזה, לא יחושת המון. So, one shot in the shade is that neither I say to the Hoshida Momene is Hoshida Shwes. Is Hoshida Shwes. So that's why, so we can explain Rashi Shiva. So, Rashi Rabin is explaining that the Rice is the mind of the enemies of the time of Egypt. So, Hazokin is one of the favorite. So then the next question is, but since we are Hitchin, maybe he's lying, maybe he's he's a dishonest person, so it should be Hoshut, we shouldn't trust him with the Shulita, because neither Hoshut Amomen and Hoshut Ashur say. But then you ask, but Rabbi Yechon says, in the reason why Shnai years in the palace, so each one is trusting the Shulita, because neither Hoshut Amomen and Hoshut Ashur say, because Bismar Chazal, Bismar Atanoi, so the human nature, especially the Heba, the Israel, check. So Bismar Matito, now, so I want to point out that we shouldn't think those machines were explained. Then we have been a thing of Hoshi Nama Shwes, who be the Rabbin, who the Amin of Hoshi, with his home, show you killing the money, Jason the Shwe, the Dick the Shwe Lakshubi, cause Mam Shalom Nida Shugaza, Shikosu Napiro, it doesn't mean that the Teba may so change for the better. In other words, that his mama told, so they are not on such a high ethical level. And one who is Hoshida Momen was Hoshida Shwes. And Bismarakamoi, so they were elevated. They were on a higher ethical level. And even the Kanobi, even those who are Hoshida Momen, were still not Hoshida Shwes. Cases doesn't say that. So, Umidrabun, Umidamun, Umidhoshi, if he shall own, show you, we kill the Momen. So it's not human nature changed for the worse, not for the better. In other words, Bismama Kitoro, so there was a relatively great degree of Yerushalayim. By all means, we are talking now about Jews, I mean, because Adonaiach is not from a Yeshua anyway. So the whole Aloha of Shule applies to Israel. So Bismama Kitoro, so the Jews were, I mean, higher Madrege, ethical. And a much higher matter, so they possessed more of Yerushalayim. Some melee, a person, so in other words, a person, the average person could not be choshut of Zeir. It could not be choshut. So who was choshut of Zeir? It's Kambo. I mean, someone who is completely cut off. Anyone who has any mitzvahs of Yerushalayim in him, his mama Titoro, would not sink so low as to become a god. So, who was capable of sinking so low as to be the Ramisa Gezer? Someone who had no mitzvahs, no spark of Yerushalayim in him. So, such a person who had no mitzvahs, of his part of Yerushalayim, so it's Hoshdan Shmuel too. Mashiach came in this manner, Hakonim, so human nature changed, and they were degraded, and in other words, and even people who hate Yerushalayim were also capable of being in the hands of Jesus. The way we find it today, I mean that you find Orthodox Jews who are meditating on all kinds of things, the Noam Chaveira. So that was a degradation. It wasn't Chas V'Sholem. These Rishayim do not mean that they were Achshador. On the contrary, his mama can tell us that the Jews were on a higher level. So if there were any Jew who had any spark of Yerushalayim in him, wouldn't be made a head of that's name to believe in Rabbi Sages. So whoever was made a head of that's name to be Eva and Zagezo, he claimed that he had no Yerushalayim. So, if he had no Yerushalayim, he certainly Hoshut. And Shuetu, as Abram said, as Kei Yerasa Rekim Amotu Azeh, Bo Guni Al Barishti, there is no Nitzus of Yeras Hashem, so the Meire is Hoshut on everything. That was the situation with Mamat Mito. But, with Mamat Anoyim, so, there was a diminution in the ethical status of the Jews. So the Mele, even Jews who had a substantial degree of Yerushalayim, and who are makpid, let's say, and doing Anfium and Andavium, all kinds of things, but still, they sang so low that in the realm of Lom Chavine, they were merely heterosexual, with all kinds of rationalization. So the Mele, since even people with substantial Yerushalayim, who are ready to be made a heter ha'atzmi and gentle. Gentle, yes, gentle is only another chavira. But shvui is not an avmeh another chavira. It's an avmeh another mokeh. Then you wouldn't go. So things are said. So Mimele, now the question arises, if death is the pshat, so why is it the rabbonon? Why is it the rabbonon? So you should leave it the ha'isek. In other words, this mamat the Torah, So the madrege of the average Jew was so high that any Jew who had any Yerushalayim in him wouldn't be made a heter to do an avodah zarah. So Mimele, if somebody sank so low that he was made a heter ha'atzmi to do an avodah of gezel, so he was capable of everything. But this ma'at anoyim, so tevav miodom changed. So Mimele, he was not a choshev. So Mimele, he should be never midrayse alishon. So why the saints say? Veilu lavin avir choshev namashvus umidrabon mudam umidchoshu mitishiru shoyu kilu bimoni nisam bishvue vitik bishvue lachshuv kol zman shalom midashu gazem shukoshu natir adayu avu gazem mitua shukoshu natir loytiknu. If he says, "We should not be able to rabbon," why couldn't we say it's midrayse? But since the human nature changed, so midrayse he is not a chosid. So the answer is, a new Torah was not given by the Rebbeinu Shalom after the human nature changed. So when the Torah was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then the Divine Torah was formulated in accordance with the human nature that existed at the time of Matan Torah. So it's true, even though human nature changed later, but no new Torah was formulated, as we show it. So Tensei said, there are some machines who explain this Gemara the way Rashi explained it. That Ubichul Boimel, why? Because since we said that in the name is one of the Gemara, so that means that we are creation in the mitzvah, the Torah is creation in the mitzvah, maybe he's lying. So he's choshen the Torah, he's choshen in the mitzvah of gezel. If he's creation in the mitzvah of gezel, so the main way we should say, maybe the choshen abom and the choshen ashwezek. Choshen ashwezek. Why? Because the rabbi is explaining the Din HaTorah the way it was revealed and Hasina. So at that time, so the madrike of the Jews was so high that anyone who had any Yerushalayim in him would not be made a heter to do an avodah zarah. But thousands of years later, so human nature changed. But since the time he's explaining the din of the Torah at Mount Sinai, his mamat Torah, so Mele, even though human nature changed later on, but we couldn't say that now midrayse is chayav shvuah, because the Torah was formulated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the basis of the human nature at the time of Matan Torah, not on the basis of the human nature 2,000 years later. So Mele, so if the reason is shvuah, so he says, so Mele we have to say, shvuah shel shlachti miyadi mi rabbonon. Shvuah shel shlachti miyadi mi rabbonon. Because the Gemara in Bavitzia the Kasha, how can Ishena take a shvuah shel shlachti miyad, but like the same thing in the Chosh Rabbon, and the Chosh Rabbon says, so the Yichan says, lo yamud lo mi Chosh Rabbon Chosh Rabbon. But according to that Chike, Rabbi Yichan says that lo yamud lo mi Chosh Rabbon Chosh Rabbon says, only after human nature changed. But this mama, so anyone who was choshed amomei, was choshed ashvuyes also, because anyone, this mama, anyone who had any yirashamayim, wouldn't be choshed amomei. So, one was hushed up, he must have been this man, but he told the kind of a person who had no Yerushalayim. If he had no Yerushalayim, so maybe he was hushed up. So according to the Diyah Torah, the way they were revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he couldn't be Mechuyev B'Shvuah. And so later on, even though the human nature changed, but there was no new Torah, since I feel we say Mechulefes, so it must have been Mechulefes. So he said, "If you just wish that you have the rabbon, we have the right say, and we should wish on the shatibo. Why we should wish on the shatibo? We need the right say? Because the Gemara says in regard, the Gemara has a kashim, the shatibo Italian, the Tia, shwish on the shatibo, show me shwish that you do. What shwish on the shatibo? Maybe you can hush that moment, hush that shwish. So the Gemara says, no, it is not in hush that moment, because maybe the shaykh there is still hoping against hope, that you will find the him, you will find the God and everything. Mainly he's saying it because in order to relieve himself of the pressure, of course that itself is also. But that is the heck. So in other words, so regarding the Shmuel of Shatibo, he's not a real Choshed Amon. He's not a real Choshed Amon. So that is the reason, but Shmuel of Shatibo, he couldn't be made a heck of Shmuel of Shatibo. Unless he is an unscrupulous person. Shmuel shall be shakibo, so he can be shaded. Oh, God has given you shalach. Moshe Mishba, shall be shalach. Because this man at all, so then, now the Mitzvah was, that he did a hoshet amon, and it was hoshet ashwes. Eloh ha-gamak, oh, Mitzvah shall be posha, Elisa, this man, shall be shalach the yad, and shall be yad, high enough, you shall be posha, this high ones, no gabinah, so he cannot see that. No gabinah, so the rabbi, mashma, So, what's the case of Nasser Ababe? In other words, Ruben, grabbed a piece of bullion, a bullion of silver, from Shimon, and then Shimon claimed it from Ruben. So Ruben admitted it. He said, I did grab from you a piece of silver, but the dihatri, it was my own. So Rabbi said, here can I deal with him? They presented a problem. If, let's say, if there hadn't been any dihatri to testify, and he would be made there, then he would be believed with the meeting. Dihatri, dihatri. But, there wasn't that. And if he said, go dihatri, so then he would have to take his way to be makhir dihatri. But the problem was, he didn't contradict the Yachot. He agreed with what the Yachot said. But he says, how can he take a shvuah that he didn't seize it, didn't grab it, when he's made there, that he did grab it? So he's in the chuyah, so the time of Pesach was, he's in the chuyah shvuah in Yochel Nishba, so he's Mishav. So he will have to meet back and say, Avoga. So it's Mashva from them Gimore. Suppose the chinkin had been taken, that he didn't grab it, so he would have to take his way to be makhir aid, after God the Choshed Amon, because, in other words, according to the Yechot, so he grabbed it, so in other words, so he's a gatherer, so we see that Choshed Amon. So we see Mashma Dino Lechatro in the Lachis of Eid, Abba Gav Lechosha Amene. We also have a Shwee the Raise, the Shwee the Amor, the Rabbono the Amin Kishu Yachmi Lom Shalim, the Mashma Tetamu Mitzine, Gabo Arai, the Mire, so Rashi is Chelik. I mean, this is Chelik, Rashi Shike. Rashi Shike here, Lom Mitzine, all over is, the three pass to Mire, Lechosha Amon, Lechosha Shwee, not like a Bechanein, but like a Bayek, but we have things which it is we pass the Mir Choshed Amon and Lord Choshed Ashwese. Not only this Marazeh, where human nature changed, but even this Marator. So, Mir Choshed Amon and Lord Choshed Ashwese. So maybe we cannot explain the Gemara in the Mount of Tabor in accordance with Hasid Shah. We also report the Tikshikini of the Mir Choshed Amon and Lord Choshed Ashwese. Die sind reich und schwur, du kinnachst ja alles von ihm, du kinnachst ja alles von ihm, die Wolke von der Wege Asus, machst du immer das, das ist ja bei Dienstwes, und bei Losgeschenk, was er krass. So, Rabbi raised the question, why is he living in this heilig way, left in the memo? Because of the Wege, he couldn't be gebrakel. So the answer is, it's a little bit, maybe he's alive, maybe he's trying to lie, and to take away somebody else's money, but to withhold somebody else's money. But if you are hating him that he's a liar, so he's a liar, so the next question is not how can you trust him in the Shwe, but the next question is no. Shwe doesn't serve any purpose. Either he's a liar, either he's a scrupulous person, or he's not a scrupulous person. So in either alternative, Shwe does not serve a purpose. If he's an honest person, why impose the Shwe on him? Why impose the Shwe? He's an honest person. If he's an unscrupulous person, some may lay, he has a meeting. Moshe, if he's an unscrupulous person, so he couldn't deny the whole thing. He wouldn't have to swear. So, is that what you say? No, he's an unscrupulous person, but he's psychologically inhibited in denying the whole thing. Why? Because it requires a great deal of chutzpah to deny death, to when the other fellow is back in the shikhei. So in any way, it requires a great deal of chutzpah to deny part of the death too. So why, how is it that he denies part of the death? So in any way, let him again say, Mige. So in other words, because Mige de Hose is not a Mige if the potential time requires chutzpah, and the actual time does not require chutzpah. But since you say the Yom HaMitzvah, so even the actual time requires chutzpah. So if the two times are shomings, so then again you should apply Migeh. So then the second answer is true. The potential time requires chutzpah and the actual time requires chutzpah. But the actual time requires a minimum of chutzpah. And the potential time requires a maximum of chutzpah. Or I did the catalogization. Bin Tema. King do the Hoshi Dash Pierce, a local government, possibly Shwe. According to this, the three of Hoshi Dash Pierce, so it doesn't should also be Hoshi. We didn't surround the Vida Hoshi, the Dafti Kishu Hoshi Dawis Mommy, Shebo Nishba, and Bin the Hoshi Dash Pierce, the Aldi Ashwe Yifris, and the Isi Mommy Shebo goes out with Yifris Aldi Ashwe. So, I mean, this is a psychological insight, in other words. It's true that people are more afraid of the Issa of Shwe and Shekhar than the Issa of Kesef. They're more afraid. So, but when a person already became established when it is determined that the person was already even Issa Kesef, so then his hoshul and Nishbo Shekhar. But when it's a question, let's say, we are afraid, let's say, Shemina, he says Nenso. So he has to take a Shwe, the Nenso, he has to take another Shwe, Shul Slach to the Yam. Well, we are afraid. Maybe this person is trying to take it away for himself. But if he takes it away for himself, so then he'll be Gaza. But he's only trying to perform the act of death. So in other words, he didn't consummate it. So as long as he hasn't consummated an act of Zele, he's only attempting to commit the act of Zele. So we say that Al Dishwur, he will be deterred. After all, he was not Mushrik Bechetzer. But the moment he consummated an act of Zele, then he's psychologically disposed, because I've been working on this. Once you do one other way, so it's easier for you to do the other way. But here, we have no evidence that this person committed an act of Zele. We are only afraid maybe this is his first one. His first Avera. But he hasn't consummated it. So in Mele, we say, the Torah says, let the Shina think his way, we shall act the act. Because even though we are Hashem, maybe he's trying to be Shaleach Yav and thereby become Gazan, but he hasn't consummated that yet. He hasn't consummated that yet. So, in many ways, So mele, we say, since the person is not consummated the act of tzeila, he's just trying to commit an act of tzeila, so if we impose ishvui on him, so that will deter him. And he'll be paid from shvui shekera and from tzeila. Mashainke, if we already know that he already consummated an act of tzeila, so then we are hinshe, once he consummated the act of tzeila, then it's easier for him to do it even bigger. Before he consummated, you see, subjectively, maybe objectively too, but that's not important. Maybe objectively too. But subjectively, so the Avera of Shvua Shekhinah is more fun than the Avera of Jesus. I say, maybe objectively too, but for our purpose, that is not important. Even if objectively the Avera of Shvua Shekhinah is not more fun than Jesus. Is not obvious, but certainly subjectively. So subjectively, the avera of shvur shekel is more humble than the isa of guest. But there is a principle of avera deras avera. The first avera is relatively difficult to perform. When a person performs a certain avera the first time, he has to overcome his love. It's not so much. The second time, it's easier. It's still difficult. The third time, it's still difficult, but already easier. The fourth time, it's already easy. Each time, you have to show your own avera, you show your own asset again. So it's easy. So in other words, as long as a person has not consummated a certain avera, even though he's in the course of performing the avera, but until he consummated the avera, so he's not as kavod as after he consummated. It's much easier, I mean, he says it's a psychological insight. It's much easier sometimes to see youngsters who are kept, who are in the company of hoodlums. So before they join the other hoodlums, you know, we carry out the hoga, it's very easy to influence these youngsters. To influence. But the moment they consummate it, a year before, good boy, consummated, one act with a group of gangsters, then it's relatively hard to influence him. So, because it's difficult, it's relatively difficult to perform a certain avera the first time. The second time, it's easier, but it's still difficult. The third time, it's still easier, but it's still difficult. The fourth time, it's easy. You already became a victim, and it's already easy. He doesn't have to overcome his struggle and conflict. In his heart. So in many ways, we say, "Mikra Choshe Amon, Loi Choshe Tashvuyo Se." Loi Choshe Tashvuyo Se. Loi Choshe Tashvuyo Se. In the, Loi Choshe Tashvuyo Se, in regard to a person who has not consummated the act of Tashvuyo, but who we are hatching, that he is trying to consummate, so he's not so corrupt as yet. So then, you can return from that area very easily. Mashiach came, if he already consummated it, then his defense mechanism starts working. I mean, that's the psychology of all the criminals, of those who are addicted to hate. They try to rationalize. If somebody became a gangster, a criminal, so he rationalized it. Well, the government is no good, and this person is no good, they're all a bunch of crooks, everybody is dishonest, why should I be honest? Why? That this rationalization and this defense mechanism starts operating after a person consummated the act. But until a person consummated the act, it's relatively easy to deter him. Because his defense mechanism has not started to operate yet. So the mayor, who is saying, who is saying, who is saying, in regard to Shemir, who says, so the Torah imposes upon him in Shemir, we shall act in the yard. But the question is, Monishak, if Yahweh means that he's trying to become a Dalai, so of what avail will be the Shwe? He's Hoshel on the Shwe too? The answer is, he's only Hoshel on the moment, he does it. But he hasn't consummated it yet. So really, how the Shwe he thinks? How the Shwe he thinks? Very likely that Shwe he thinks. But somebody who has already consummated the Shwe. So really, then this person is more corrupt. And then this person is choshev and shvuye, even though the nisar shvuye sheker is objectively or subjectively more humble. More humble because a very good idea. So first, you cancel a relatively light idea, then you cancel a more humble idea. These are the Buddha's. So it means the two lamps that you already laid out, that you already cancelled. It's not in the course of cancelling, but it was already cancelled. Wie dem am meisten drin ist, Post und Kassiv auf welches Jahr von Boschung. Du bist schwer Koscher, du bist Rina, du bist schwer Schäcker, du bist nicht Gott, du bist nicht. Wir haben schon gesagt, Jungen, ich habe immer noch nicht da, dass ich schon mal von Boschung, wo ich sie so. Wenn du die Schäcker lecker und Sand, wo ich schwer Schäcker lecker und ich sie sehe, du bist sie, du bist schwer. I didn't want, I have in mind, that maybe I'll start the next mission, but I saw that, that I couldn't before I thought I wanted to finish. So, on Sunday, we will start the mission. But in order to understand this Gemara, so it's necessary to go over the Gemara in the Vonesa of the Hotel, the Mishneh, or Akhtim. So, when he says Ishte, but somebody else is allowed to carry his wife. And Rabbi Yehuda says that a
Thank you.